Back in June, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh joined us here on The Takeaway after fans at Fenway Park hurled racial insults at a black player.
We're asking companies to have conversations. We're asking churches to have conversations. We're asking neighborhoods to have conversations. Because when you think about what's happened in the country, whether it's been the acts of in Ferguson or New York, we need to do better as a society.
But that change that Marty Walsh was talking about is slow. All this week, the Boston Globe Spotlight team is looking into whether Boston's reputation for being an unwelcoming city for blacks is based in reality. You know Spotlight. They broke the story on sexual abuse and the cover-up in the Boston Archdiocese. For this series, Spotlight investigated the lack of diversity in the city's Seaport District, accessibility for blacks at elite Boston area hospitals and colleges, and racism in sports. Today, they explore Boston's power brokers and whether African Americans are dealt into the city's steep political and economic hierarchy. Akilah Johnson is a reporter with the Spotlight team at the Boston Globe. She joins us from our partner station WGBH in Boston.
I mean, the reputation really goes back to the efforts to desegregate public schools in Boston from the 1970s. And just how vitriolic and just nasty and bitter that became. And it's been a reputation that the city has been fighting against since. And so there have been moments that have kind of flared up since then that reinforce, for lack of a better word, to the outside world that that reputation is still in play.
So, Akilah, in this installment of the series there at the Globe, you looked at political power, business power, really clout in Boston. What kinds of positions are we talking about? Just elected seats like Congress?
I mean, we're talking about elected officials, but we're also talking about, you know, partners at major law firms. We're talking about the business community. We're talking about the labor movement and labor unions in the city of Boston. Really, you know, the quarters of power that have influence and can pull the different levers to make things happen, put things in play, stop things from happening in the city of Boston.
You mentioned in the piece that Massachusetts has an 11-member delegation to Congress. All 11 members are white. You also mentioned that Boston has a string of 48 white male mayors in a row. 48.
Yes. So Boston has the distinction of being, of the 25 most populous kind of cities in the country, Boston has only elected white men as mayor. And there's only one other city that also has that distinction, and it's Indianapolis.
What does that distinction mean, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, in a city of Boston, right, where you technically we are a majority-minority city, where communities of color, people of color, are over 50% of the population, it's rather telling that the city has only elected white men as mayor. It says something about access to power, sharing of power, distribution of power, coalition building. It speaks to a lot.
So what does all this mean for life in Boston? When you look at the mayor's office, when you look at the city council, when you look at the congressional delegation, or even the big business breakfast where you can count the black people on one hand, what does that mean for life in Boston and for the people who live there?
It points to several things, one of which is that the folks who are in positions of power and those who are representing the city are not reflective of the community in which they are representing. So there's a lack of overall representation, and that's just not an aesthetic thing. That's in terms of issues, nuance, connection, sensibilities. It also says for those African Americans and members of the black community who are able to break through, because they do break through, that it can be a rather isolating and lonely existence, and that overwhelmingly in college classrooms, in boardrooms, in the corridors of power, they're the only black person in that space. And that can be a large burden and weight on their shoulders.
The Spotlight team at the Boston Globe is busy with a series looking at the state of race in Boston and Boston's reputation for being an exclusionary city. Their latest installment is about political power in their city. Akilah Johnson is one of the reporters on that team. Akilah, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.